and be blessed.
You're looking radiantly beautiful. Hallelujah. I want to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you for honoring our invites. I want to thank our daddies in our midst, our brothers in our midst. I thank the Lord for your lives, and I pray that the Lord will speak to you. Inasmuch as it's a gathering for women, you have come to support us, and I pray that the Lord will release a word into your lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. Tell the person sitting by your side, the Lord has a word for you today. And you're looking very beautiful. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of us listen to the spoken words. I don't know if you caught anything. I don't know if you received a word. A lot. The one that got me is the fact that she said is a gathering of warriors in soft skin. She says, queen of ordinary clothes. She said, you are clothed in miracles. She said, and you are learning to walk on heels and in faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She said, you are chosen to be healed. She said, you are called to rise. And she said, you are anointed to shine. I want you to declare those words to your neighbor. You are chosen to heal. You are called to rise. And you are anointed to shine. Tell the next person sitting by your side. You are chosen to be healed. You are called to rise. You are anointed to shine. So I want you to declare to yourself now. Louder for the enemies to hear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope our daddies declared it to themselves. You are chosen to be healed. What is that trouble? What is the sickness? What is that disappointment? The Lord is speaking to you that you are chosen to be healed. You are called to rise and you are anointed to shine. Shine at your workplace. Shine in your business. Shine in your family. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. According to our theme, blessed amongst women. Now, when you hear the word blessed, what comes to your mind? What comes to your mind when you hear the word blessed? Happy. Fortunate one. Favored one. So, blessed amongst women is a woman that is divinely picked or favored. A fortunate woman, a woman that God delights in. A woman chosen to fulfilling God's purpose in a particular season. A woman without repute, an ordinary woman that heaven honors. Praise the Lord. Now, not so many women have this title. A title that brings honor to them and to their generation. They are women that's blessed amongst women. There are women who have a high level of faith. A woman who is filled with courage. A woman that is able to take a very decisive decision and action. A woman that is able to go when God says go. I know many of you, when you heard the topic, blessed amongst women, Your mind went to Mary, mother of Jesus, right? How many of us thought about Mary? We thought about Mary, right? And you have gone to study Mary very well. Praise the Lord. You have gone to study, to make researches about Mary. Praise the Lord. But let me shock you. Our lead character is not who anyone would think about. Our lead character is not a woman that the Bible talked about afterwards. Our lead character is not the person that on a good day, her name will just cross into your mind. But the Bible called her blessed amongst women. And I like that you turn your Bibles to the book of Judges. Did I hear somebody say Judges again? It's not Deborah. Be patient. Be calm. That little boy said, be calming down. Be calming down. Praise the Lord. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Judges chapter 5, verse 24. Judges chapter 5, verse 24. Most blessed among women is Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite. Blessed is she among women in tents. Did you hear that? So it's not only Mary that is blessed amongst women. As we proceed, you're going to see and you're going to learn from this woman that heaven declared blessed. Hallelujah. You know, when I was studying the story of Deborah and Barak, I've always read about Deborah because I love the personality of Deborah. I don't know what I was looking for when the Lord took me to this woman and began to speak concerning Jael. Praise the Lord. Now we know that Deborah and Barak went to war. We know the story. Both of them went to war, but a woman was responsible for that victory. It was not Barak. It was not Deborah. But a woman was responsible for the victory that gave them peace. Hallelujah. The woman had no business in that war. The woman, she was not a warrior. The woman was like an ordinary housewife like you and I, minding her business. But prophecy chose this woman. Hallelujah. When Deborah was giving Barak the prophecy, you are expected to go to war. You will come back victorious. But the victory is not going to be by your hand, but by the hand of a woman. I am sure Jael did not know that there is something. She has been signed up for purpose. I'm sure she did not know. But you know, our God looks at the hearts of men to relate with man. So sometimes when we are condemning some people and God chooses to elevate them, it is because God has seen their hearts. Hallelujah. So who is Jael? Jael was an ordinary woman like you and I. Nothing so special. Other than she was a wife of Heber. She was not a prophetess. She was not a prayer warrior. Yet, God chose her to put an end, to terminate an oppression that has taken so long in the land of Israel. God strategically positioned her. God planted her. And she became a fulfillment of prophecy. Praise the Lord. Will you want to become a fulfillment of prophecy in your family, in your marriage, at your workplace, in your business? Let's go to Judges chapter 4. Verse 17. However, Sisera had fled away on foot to the tent of Jael. That is, this is after the war. Everybody had fallen dead, but he escaped, being the leader, being the commander. The wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin, king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael, verse 18, went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my lord. Turn aside to me. Do not fear." And when he had turned aside with her into the tent, she covered him with a blanket. Then he said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." So she opened a jug of milk, gave him to drink, and covered him. He asked for water. She gave him milk. Say, "Come into my house." I can imagine the voice with which Jael spoke to him, comforting. Praise the Lord. Our fathers in the house, our brothers in the house. We're going to look at the positive side and then the negative side. For our brothers in the house, I pray that you're discerning enough to understand the voice of a woman that wants to lead you to destruction. Praise the Lord. I can imagine the voice with which she spoke to him that gave him that, finally, I've entered into my rest. Finally, somebody is here to help me. Fear women, no. Best way, no fear woman, eh? Hey, God. But that's not what we are looking at. Praise the Lord. Like one of our sisters said, in any trial that you go through, there's something that's a lesson for you to pick. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't mind me. Then he said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." So she opened a jug of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him. And he said to her, "Stand at the door of the tent, and if any man comes and inquires of you and says, 'Is there any man here?' you shall say, 'No,'" a capital no. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and took a hammer in her hand and went softly to him. Hey, she just went. You know when you want to do something that you don't want anybody to know? She looked left, looked right, and then took a hammer. Took the nail. He has slept under the blankets after drinking warm milk that will make him sleep the more. Sleeping pills. Hallelujah. And drove the peg into his temple, and it went down into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And then as Barak pursued Sisera, came out to meet him and said to him, "Come, I will show you the man whom you seek." And when he went into her tent, there lay Sisera dead with a peg in his temple. Hallelujah. Listen, we now know that the wife of Heber is Jael. The king Jabin and her husband were friends. If you read from the beginning of chapter 4, they were friends. And these kings have oppressed the Israelites. You know, I asked myself, I said, why did this woman is supposed to be an enemy, but she acted as a friend. Why? So I got to understand that she was not pleased with the way that King Jabez, her husband's friend, and her husband treated the Israelites. They were oppressed for 20 years, and so she refused to be a part of their suffering. She refused to be an accomplice with whatever they were doing against God's people. She understood that the Israelites were people of God. God saw her hearts. And then the only way, listen, Sisera represents stubborn battle that refused to end. Year in, year out. Hallelujah. The Lord, who sees the heart of every man, understood that she was not particularly happy about how the Israelites were being treated. And so the prophecy was given to Deborah. Hallelujah. Did Barak have the ability to win that war? I don't think so, because he was afraid. And he said to Deborah, if you don't go with me, I will not go and fight this war. So it was clearly written, clearly stated, that Barak was not able to defeat Sisera. God, who is our extraordinary strategist, he began to strategize. He began to plan for them. Hallelujah. Now, Jael was not a warrior, as we have seen. The Bible says that she used hammer and nail. Everyday tool that we see. So not all battles require shouting and physical fighting. Not all battles. There are some battles that you fight strategically. Like Queen Esther, she fought against the enemy in her wisdom. She fought through her prayers. Esther fought through fasting. Praise the Lord. And I know that the scripture says, commit yourself to God and he will commit to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. It says that wisdom is better than weapons of war. You might have all the executive weapon, but if you do not know how to use them, if you do not have that knowledge, that weapon can also consume you. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. Shall we see it together? Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Praise the Lord. Wisdom. So you can actually defeat your enemy by the everyday tools that are around you. So what you need to defeat your enemies most of the time is within your sphere, is within your circle, is just all around you. What you call ordinary might end up becoming a very destructive weapon when God's hand comes upon it. Praise the Lord. We understand in the book of 1 Samuel, the Bible says that Samson was just walking on his own and he picked up a jawbone, from a calf that had died. And with that jawbone, he used it to defeat thousands of Philistines. Praise the Lord. We also understood from the scripture that David took a stone. There are stones everywhere. What was special about that stone? He took a stone and pulled down the troubler of their life, Goliath. Praise the Lord. And then we have read that Jael took hammer and nail. Don't also forget that Gideon used a lamp. You know, while growing up, when we were in Lagos, there's this lamp that we had. I don't know if you had it here. The lamp, you know, is made of like steel. You pull the head up, there's a glass, and then under carries the kerosene and all of that. Imagine that. You want to use it to fight war. And then you now carry a flower vase, pitcher. Now, this one is the one they use in fetching water. That pot that they use in fetching water. You now carry a pot and a lamp. You say you want to go and fight war, and you won. What is special about all these things that are around us? So what am I saying? Whatever that you need to defeat your enemy, anyone that has declared himself your enemy, is not far from you. It's just within you. But ask the Lord to open your eyes. Father, open my eyes to see. Just as Agar was seated in the wilderness, nothing, she did not see anything. Suddenly she saw a well. That is how suddenly you would discover that simple, ordinary tool that you can use to go to war and win. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So your prayer, your faith, your perseverance, your courage, your confidence, your obedience, your discernment, your audacity, your boldness, your resilience, your wisdom, even your womb can be used to fulfill God's agenda. Do you agree with me? God can use all of these things to destroy what the enemy plans to destroy you with. We heard a prophecy of one of our sisters here who gave birth to a child through struggles, and that child has an assignment, and that assignment is to put an end, a pattern in her family. That is that child's assignment. Are you not the one who had brought forth that child? So your womb has become a weapon against the enemy. Praise the Lord. I heard you say that your faith brought healing to your child. I heard you, Deaconess, say you were encouraging somebody. Even when you are going down, you refuse to stay down. That is a weapon God has given to you. Praise the Lord. We all have different weapons that God has given to us to fight in warfare. Praise the Lord. Like Jael, blessed amongst women in her tents. He asked for water, she gave milk. Verse 25 of chapter 5. She brought out cream in a lovely bowl, serving with that best dish. She stretched her hand to his tent, her right hand to the workman's hammer. It's not even her own. She pounded Sisera. She pierced his head. She split and struck through his temple. Your everyday space. No, let's take it this way. Your tent can be your home. Your tent can be your workspace. Your tent can be that marketplace where you have your business. Your tent can be your ministry that is associated to you. So your everyday space. Say he pounded her. Can become as your battleground. Your everyday space. It can be a place for your victory. You know, sometimes when we are cooking or we are doing something, we are there worshiping. We are there singing praises to God. We are there worshiping God. While some will not be remembering all the evil things, all the bad things that people have done to them. How you use the weapon that God has given to you is depending on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, what looks like a normal everyday assignment, routine, domestic chores, can actually be your place, your battleground. What you do not understand is as you are washing and singing that worship song, the Bible says that God inhabits in the praises, in the worship of his people. You are actually inviting the presence of God into a matter that you have not told God. See, oh, this thing is worrying me. But you're washing. You're doing your daily activity. And then you are worshiping. You are praising him. Some of you will begin to remember the good things that he has done. Says a wise woman builds a home, but a foolish one destroys it. Now the foolish ones will begin, I'm not going to forgive my husband. Lie. I'm not going to do this. If I catch this person, when you have your moments that you should be able to commune with God. Hallelujah. So anywhere you may have chosen to be your tent, be spiritually sensitive and alert. God may be training you. God may be training you for a generational impact. Praise the Lord. Every woman is blessed with wisdom. Do you agree with me? Then use it. Every woman blessed with wisdom. Jael applied wisdom. Covered him up. How would Sisera have trusted her? She covered with a blanket. Made him very comfortable. He asked for water. She gave him a very creamy milk. Served the milk in her best dish. Now, this is a strategy that will even confuse your enemy. Romans 12:20. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him water, drink. I am not the one who said it. Look at it. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. So sometimes when somebody they do you bad, just be nice to that person. It's not easy. That is why you should be spiritually sensitive. It says vengeance is mine. Praise the Lord. Sisera said, anybody after receiving such treatment, he said, anybody that comes to look for me, just tell them, you no see me. Not even my shadow did you see. She said, how can I even tell them that you are here? I will not. Oh, don't worry. You are safe in my hand. Hallelujah. And she killed him, fulfilling prophecy. Proverbs 31 verse 25 says that strength and honor are her clothing. So a woman is clothed in strength and honor. When you want to know the strength of a woman, let something happen to that woman. That woman that you think does not have mind, she will do clean her mouth and you will not know. That woman that you think cannot kill a cockroach will kill a human being and pretend as if she doesn't know. Every woman is clothed with strength. I don't know what gave. I know it's the Holy Spirit that has given our spoken words that wisdom. I know. Praise the Lord. You're not a warrior physically, but you're a warrior spiritually. God made women warriors, but sadly, many women do not even know who they are. Praise the Lord. I pray, inasmuch as we all want to be like Jael, may our husbands, our sons, our brothers, May they not fall into the hand of a woman like Jael, who is on a prophetic mission to pull down one into a grave. You know, I've read stories how some women will say, oh, that I'm sure this woman did jazz for my husband. That every time I tell me and my husband quarrel because of this woman, my husband will choose that woman before me. That woman is on a prophetic mission. She's on a prophetic mission. Hallelujah. Jael represents a woman who is spiritually alert, knows when to strike. She's not emotionally manipulated. She will not protect what God has judged. God has judged her people. God had judged her people because they were oppressing his own. So if you think that God just folds his hands looking at you while you are going through that suffering, your enemies have been judged already. She did not say, my husband and his friend. After all, we are the one leading in this place. She refused to allow any form of manipulation take place. Praise the Lord. She refused to connive. She refused to be an accomplice. Jael was not many. She did not have any military formation. But she was enough to accomplish God's plan. Hallelujah. She was enough to accomplish God's plan at that season. So those of you looking for crowd before you can function, those of you looking for who will pat you at the back before you can move, God is speaking to you that you are enough. You are more than enough for him to function through you. Announce to your sister, I am enough. Announce to the person sitting by your right, I am enough. To your left, I am enough. Our daddy is in the house. Announce to yourself, I am enough. Praise the Lord. Now, there are some situations that you find yourself that you need to take a very decisive action. Did you notice that Jael did not take permission from her husband? She did not go to her pastor to take a decision. She did not go to ask her friend, should I? Abi, she did not go to call the army. Should I help you people? She just went straight ahead to be obedient and discerning. She demonstrated boldness. Now, who would have thought that a housewife like that will have such audacity to do that? If you look at the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in Luke chapter 1, Mary was an ordinary girl, an ordinary young girl, who had heart for God. She did not go to seek for permission. She was obedient and discerning when the angel spoke to her. She had responded, be it unto me according to thy word. She did not say, hold on, let me go and ask my mother. Hold on, let me go and ask my betrothed, Joseph. She just responded. Praise the Lord. She accepted the assignment without even understanding the gravity of the assignment. Her heart was aligned with God. Is your heart aligned with God? Hallelujah. Now, Jael's story makes us to understand that usefulness to God is not about title. Usefulness to God It's not about your position, but it's about obedience. It's about timing. It's about discernment. So the spirit of discernment is very important. God did not use her because she had one ministry somewhere. God did not use her because she was a prophetess like Deborah. After all, God saw Deborah there. The person that man was depending on. But God did not look at Deborah to win the war. But Jael was available when the moment came. Don't forget, prophecy has gone ahead. And the word of God cannot return to him void. Praise the Lord. She was descending to recognizing God's agenda. It was an opportunity. They are coming to fight war. And she saw how they were killing them. He said, this is my opportunity. This man that has been tormenting these people, I will help God's people. You will enter into my trap. She was talking to herself. And she had courage to act upon those thoughts. Those thoughts were not ordinary. Those thoughts was as a result of her alignment. So her assignment was not because of the power, the courage. It was her alignment towards God, towards the people of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now God is looking for women who will say no to compromise. There are lots of things that are around us today that we compromise. And now they are time, now the season when they're there. So let them go ahead. If you correct them, he go curse you. He go curse you if you correct them. You are compromising. Because the Bible makes me to understand in Titus, older women train the younger ones. So we compromise seeing the things that are around us that are not good, not in alignment with God. We compromise. It is their time. Now so that they dress. How can you come out naked when the Bible says even God, he had to sew clothes for Adam and Eve? We say that is how God wants us to be. It is well. We normalize the abnormalities that are around us now. Everything that was abnormal that time, it is very normal today. And we even encourage it. I don't want to make one small pikin just curse me. But you're not doing what the scripture says. Older women advise the younger ones in the path they should follow. Blessed amongst women. And I know go answer me. Praise the Lord. Some of us cover our husbands doing wrong things. Our husbands, we know what they are doing is bad. We'll pretend about it. After all, if they give me money, I they buy what I won't buy. I they buy the hair when I won't buy. I eat what I want to eat. But you know, and then when they not catch him, why you can't they do this, something like this? You had the opportunity of correcting him. Some of them will say no, but your own is due so that you are not a part of the punishments. Hallelujah. Some of us will allow our children. We allow them to indulge in things that is killing them. A boy. Somebody told me a story one day. It's not a story. It's a true life story. And what did she say? After one of my friends came to me to pray for the child. I said, okay, what is wrong with the child? And she said that he wants to kill himself now with drugs. That, he used to do, you know, this thing when the inmates then they do now. She started painting it. You know, this thing when inmates then they do. My friend said, what is the thing that the mates are doing? Because my children are not doing that thing. He said, he depress. My friend said, what is press? He said, Why you want make I use my mouth, talk everything? He said, you want me to pray. So I have to know what I want to pray for. And she now said, he press computer. He said, he can't do drugs. He said, He said, so what do you now want me to do? He said, you help me pray for him. Because now loser, they lose my pikino. My friend now said, she told her, when he gave you 3 million, did you ask him where a 16-year-old boy got 3 million from? You carry the money, can't they even brag for me? Say, I don't they chop the labor of my hand. Okay, since you sabi chop the labor of your hand, only you go pray for your pikin. Encouraging him. And when she said, see that he has dug his grave, he's out of control, she's looking for who will help her. But she encouraged. God is looking for that woman that is spiritually discerning, knowing the season that you are, knowing when to act and when not to act, when to speak and when not to speak. Praise the Lord. God is looking for that woman that will stand and pray in truth. That woman that will stand in faith. Not that woman that is here today, tomorrow, don't go look for help for elsewhere. You're neither here nor there. He said the issue of life now make me they run up and down. No. I learned that one today. Issue of life. Praise the Lord. When it's time for you to exercise your faith, your trust in God, you will leave it and you're looking for who you want to complain to. You leave it. You're looking for who you want to go and tell. My mother-in-law did this to me. Hey, which they press me for night. My husband, no, they let the young girls rest. Hey. When you leave that one, you don't even tell me what thing I want here. Pew, you go again. They don't teach me. Pew. You leave there again, you are going to look for somebody that will speak the same language with you. Somebody who will not tell you the truth. God is looking for those that will stand with him. Praise the Lord. God is looking for women that will act when God speaks. When they will have to obey expressly. God is looking for that woman that is not looking for approval or applause from the people around her. That's why he says you are enough. Praise the Lord. He's looking for those that will refuse to host their enemies. You know this thing is bad. Make I just do it. Make them no talk, say at the carry body. Let them know your stand. If you are for God, be for God. Praise the Lord. I need you to ask yourself, what Caesarea are you tolerating? What is God asking you to confront? Where is God telling you to rise in courage? You can actually be the one to end that pattern in your family. You can actually be the one to stop that struggle in your family by obedience and positioning. You know, one thing about God is that he does not hide what he wants to do. In one way or the other, God would have told you in a dream what to do concerning what you're going through. But fear will not allow. Fear will not allow us. I declare to you that you are blessed amongst women. I don't want you to take this as a lip service declaration. No. You will act on it. I am blessed amongst women. Praise the Lord. Listen, women of God. Jairus' story is a prophetic picture. A woman who stood out, stood for the Israelites who had been oppressed for 20 solid years. They have prayed. Prophecies have come. They have fought battles. But Caesarea did not end. Just as you have prayed year in, year out, prophecies have come to you. Your troubles will end soon. But it's not coming to pass. Every day is one battle or the other. You even told yourself, I'm tired of fighting this battle. Listen. The war between Caesarea and the Israelites, it did not end at the battleground. It did not end at the battleground, but in a tent of a woman. Praise the Lord. You have to be positioned, discerning, courageous to act so that heaven can declare over you, you are blessed amongst women. Now, there are battles in your families. There's a battle or contention for great destinies that you have bettered. There are battles that have lasted too long. And God is saying, I'm raising you as the Jael in this season. Like Jael, you will refuse to host what God wants to destroy. You will not be that woman who is hosting fear. You will not be that woman who is hosting compromise. You will not be that woman who is hosting that toxic pattern. They beat you, they beat you, they beat you. God said it is for better, for worse. If you die, God will ask you, do you not have wisdom? He says, it is till death do you apart, not till he kills you. Is that not what the Bible says? Till death do us part. Not till he kills you through beating, or till you kill him through your nagging. It's not only the men that beat. The women too beat with their mouth. There are some that have physical power. If they hold the men, shame no, they let them talk for outside. Praise the Lord.
The message you've just listened to was brought to you by Elements of Carry Center International, number 6, Otokutu OPT Road, after Plantation City Estate Fence, OPT. You can worship with us every Sunday, 8 a.m. for our Celebration of Grace service. Wednesdays are for Bible study, 5 p.m. Fridays for prayer and counseling, 9 a.m. Elements of Carry Center International, a place of comfort.